I'm Masamune. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Sean. It's really great to be here and talk to you today.
In 2004, you took first place in the Beyond Music Entertainment Vocalist Competition, and this marked your entry into the J-pop music scene. So tell us, how exciting was that for you?
Of course, it was a really great feeling to finally win a competition. I had auditioned for a lot of other competitions up to that point, so to finally get the Grand Prix was an amazing feeling.
What did it take to get into the contest?
Well, in Japan, there are magazines that publish the audition information, so I found the Beyond Music Entertainment audition and sent in a demo tape of a few original songs. Then I was accepted into the next round and had to sing in front of a panel of music industry people and do a voice check.
And what sort of life experiences or preparation led to that moment?
To get to that point, it was a really long road, I suppose. From that time I was a junior high school student, I was interested in music, and I made my first band when I was about 16, doing like covers of Guns N' Roses songs. Later in high school, I started writing my own songs. I headed to the US when I was 18, and that's where I really had a chance to improve my music skills at the Musicians Institute Hollywood.
Can you give us some insight into your writing process?
Well, I usually sit down with my guitar and strum a few chords and start humming. Eventually, a melody comes together. It's a mysterious process for me, and each song has a sort of different process. Some lyrics come together right away, and I hardly make any changes, but some I leave for months, even years, and then go back to them and make big changes. I talk to my friends and family, especially my sisters, about songs to get their feedback too.
Can you tell us something about your inspiration and or motivation for your songs Eternity and Naked, which we just had a chance to hear?
Sure. For Eternity, I remember sitting in the front of the TV with my guitar watching a Korean drama that was popular at that time in Japan. The two main characters were in a long-distance relationship and were to the point where they wanted to commit to each other for eternity to find eternal happiness together. It was a love story, so I just started playing some chords as I watched it. And by the end of the episode, I had a pretty good idea of the song. And Naked was a song that I wrote years before my first mini album was released. I was about 21 at the time. It's a song about a guy who has strong feelings for someone and wanting the relationship to get to the next level, kind of growing out of the stage of a casual relationship and into something more mature and adult.
What musical instruments do you play?
Basically, I play guitar, but I can play the drums.
What music do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of stuff. I'm a huge fan of Joan Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls, and then there's Daughtry and Kelly Clarkson from American Idol. My playlists are a pretty random mix of music from all genres. Anything from heavy metal like System of a Down to disco, even classical music.
I noticed on your MySpace page that you studied at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood. Was that part of your early training, or was that later on in your career?
Yeah, I was only 18 when I went to the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, so that was a while back. Of course, I was living in Hollywood, so life was always interesting.
And what did you think about the United States?
I think what really made an impression on me was that there were so many different people from so many different cultures around me. Growing up in Japan, I wasn't used to being around such an international crowd, so it was interesting to be so close to so many different kinds of people. it opened my eyes to a lot of things, different points of view, different ways of life.
And in a related question, I gather from your MySpace page that you really like Hawaii. Do you travel there a lot?
Yeah, I love Hawaii. There is something so relaxing about the place. It's my dream to actually live there someday. But I can't imagine having to work there. To me, it's just a place for fun and sun and relaxation.
Would you ever consider doing a live musical tour in the United States?
Yeah, I'd love to tour the US someday. It would be such a great chance to meet American fans of J-pop and make new American fans and share my music on a more up close and personal level with them.
Now, this was something that I found intriguing. In 2008, you co-founded the indie music label Win Win Records. How did that come about?
Well, in doing my first mini album, I learned a lot about the music industry. It was a great learning experience. For me, creating the label Win Win Records was the place to let my own creativity come out more. When you work for another label, you always have to answer to that label, the producer, or whoever. This can be a good thing. And of course, you learn a lot. But for me, I felt I was ready to get out there on my own and express my own creativity energy.
I gather that one of the first releases was the single Soar, which was sung by opera singer Jeffrey Tremblay. My understanding is that you composed and produced that song. Tell us more about this experience.
Sure, the Soar project came together pretty quickly. I met Jeffrey in February of 2008 and we got together for a writing session soon after that. The first song, Soar, came together within a matter of hours. So in the next few weeks, we pumped out the other two singles on the CD. I wanted each song to have a very different mood, so the first track is a sort of ballad, and the second song is more poppy, something you might listen to while driving, and the last track is like a rock opera tune. It was fun working with classically trained singer like Jeffrey, since he could really sing in each style I was going after.
You've expressed the hope that people who listen to your music can achieve greater hope and peace in their life. And you stress the importance of being true to oneself and to live each day to the fullest. I wonder, what gives you the inspiration and strength to maintain peace and hope yourself?
Well, for me, I look at every day as a chance for something new. I try to keep positive about life, and even if things don't go the way you want, try to find the positive side of things. Sometimes it's hard, but there is always a discovery. Whether it's find a new artist that speaks to you, watching a movie that gives you a message, whatever, talking to an old friend, connecting with people, whether it's through music or other means, is important. For me, my music is an extension of me, so I hope to connect with people through my music.
Now, your first full album is scheduled to be released later this year. Can you give us some hints on what we have to look forward to?
I'm still working on the tracks for my next album, but I think my listeners will be able to hear a more mature, developed sound in the songs. I think as I have grown up, my songs have grown up too. There's some love songs, some breakup songs, river songs that anyone can relate to because we all go through the same things. Trying to make our way through life, trying to find our own happiness, trying to find love.
In addition, what other collaboration projects as producer and or songwriter have you worked on, or are you currently working on?
Yeah, I'm still collaborating with Jeffrey Tambly on his second single, but right now my main focus is on getting my album out this year. In the future, I'd be open to collaborate with other artists, whether here in Japan or in the States. I like working with others because it's a chance to bounce ideas off each other and new innovative things can happen.
And how can fans contact you to learn more about your music?
People can visit my official MySpace at myspace.com/Masamune Official. I'm kind of addicted to MySpace right now, so you might actually find me online if you check it out. My website is also a good way to keep up with what I'm doing. It's www.masamunemusic.com. I like communicating personally with fans, so send me a message or a friend request.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show, and hope to be back again sometime. Keep it real, Sean.
Definitely. Absolutely. Take care.